This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn, $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck,
the Blaze Radio Network.
Tonight I'm getting a lot of tweets. If you would please follow me at Doc Thompson Show on Twitter. Becca Spear just tweeted, "If someone's wrong about me on Twitter, a hashtag Twitter storm is not worth elevated blood pressure." Okay, most of the time I would agree with that, but sometimes, man, that's like therapy. To just go off and beat someone's behind on Twitter. Yeah, sometimes that's good times. Sometimes. I can't do it all the time, but sometimes. Let's see. Inseparable tweeting at Doc Thompson Show. Let me translate. Diversity equals not white. Hashtag progressive logic. I can't disagree with that. You're right. And that seems to be what the media has done here with the back and forth between Donald Trump and John Lewis. Because they all wrote similar headlines that really didn't tell you what the problem is. Why is it newsworthy? And yet the headline was written in such a way to make you upset, to offend you about certain things. They basically filled in the blanks. There was the same template, and they just kind of filled in the blanks. Media writing today is apparently like Mad Libs. No, I just figured this out. It's media Mad Libs. They all have the basic format and structure of what they're going to say. Donald Trump is bad in this case. John Lewis is a hero. And then they just fill in the blanks. That's it. It's all done. It's media Mad Libs. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So Cal is spinning the dials for us radio style in Dallas, Texas today at Mercury Studios. And Chris Cruz is helping out on the phones. 888-727-BECK. Gentlemen, I'm going to need your help with this. So, first of all, Cal, give me an adjective that means like arrogant or insensitive.
Unfeeling. How about unfeeling?
Okay, unfeeling. All right, unfeeling. Now give me a verb meaning like to attack or something like that.
Let's do punish.
Punish, unfeeling, punish. Okay, and now give me a noun meaning like important, like a person, you know, is an important.
Important, groundbreaker.
Okay, good. All right, now, Chris Cruz is on the phones. Give me an adjective meaning arrogant or insensitive, something like that.
Okay, let's see, supercilious?
Wow, what the big,
that's
the
big like word.
The ACT
I know,
words
you. I'm
there,
using my
wow.
$5 words today, guys.
Give me a verb that means like to attack somebody.
To attack someone, how about carpet bomb?
Oh, okay, good. Now give me something that means like an important person.
Oh, that's easy, VIP.
Oh, very important, okay. So here's what the media does. I'm going to plug your words in here. Cal, unfeeling Donald Trump punishes civil rights groundbreaker John Lewis.
That came out good.
Right. And then Chris, same thing. You just plug him in. Supercilious Donald Trump. Carpet bomb civil rights VIP John Lewis.
Hey, it that's fits.
That's essentially what they did because NBC wrote, Trump decries civil rights icon John Lewis, sparking backlash. And then the AP wrote, Trump unleashes Twitter attack against civil rights legend. And Bloomberg had, Trump slams John Lewis, civil rights champion. And then NPR tweeted, or I had a headline, Trump attacks civil rights hero as all talk after he questioned his legitimacy. AL.com, which is, See, but they're just plugging in. So we went civil rights icon, legend, champion, hero. That's all they did. It's media mad libs here. AL.com is Alabama, the state. AL.com. Their headline is, in feud with John Lewis, Trump attacks one of the most respected people in America. Did you guys know that John Lewis is one of the most respected people in America?
That's news to me.
I got to tell you, he doesn't make my top 100 list. Nothing wrong with him, but he doesn't make that list. So let's try this again, guys, now that you got the template down here. So, Cal, give me another word, an adjective meaning arrogant or insensitive.
An adjective, how about hardened?
Hardened. Okay. Now give me a verb meaning to attack or something like that.
Trying to get creative here. How about body slam?
All right. Now give me something that means like important. A noun means you're important.
Like, you know, like you're important. You know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Let's do guru.
Hardened Donald Trump slams civil rights guru John Lewis. Cal, you could write for the New York Times.
Seriously, I forget
about
it.
All right, Chris, give me an adjective meaning arrogant or insensitive.
Okay, let's do another $5 word. Callous?
That's only like 250, but okay. Give me a verb meaning attack.
Attack. Well, let's put some triggers out there. Gun down.
All right. How about a noun meaning important?
Well, it is Donald Trump, so let's put kingpin in there.
Okay. Callous Donald Trump guns down civil rights kingpin John Lewis. Wow.
We could all write for the Times.
I think that's more like a Vox one. You got the gun down in there. All right, Cal, here we go. Give me that first word again, that adjective. Give me the adjective.
Adjective, what were we trying to describe?
It was insensitive.
Okay,
like insensitive.
Dark soul.
Oh, okay. He's a dark soul. Give me like a verb. I'm going to attack.
We're using all the ones that I know here. I got to try to dig
it's
deep.
Okay, just think about it.
Attack, fight, slice and dice.
Ooh, and something that means, the noun that means like important.
Important, knows what he's talking about. Let's go. Zen master. He's a Zen
spiritual.
Master.
Dark soul Donald Trump slices and dices civil rights Zen master John Lewis. Absolutely, it works. Absolutely. All right, Chris, one more time for you. Give me an adjective.
All right, so we're talking about Donald Trump, right?
Right, right. Something it says.
All right, how about douche?
All right, now give me the verb. What did he do?
I like this one. Wedgie.
All right. And I'll give you a noun.
And John Lewis, you know, I like the guy. So let's put him on virtuous.
Oh, virtuoso. Yeah. There you go. Okay, right. Douche. Donald Trump gives a wedgie to civil rights virtuoso John Lewis.
Perfect.
That's all they did here.
Just put a piece of paper up on the wall with different adjectives and throw darts at it.
Throw the darts at it. That's it. So Time magazine had the headline, Donald Trump slams civil rights rep John Lewis for critical comments. I mainly included Time because I can't believe they're still around. So I was okay. CBS, their headline was Trump blasts civil rights icon John Lewis in Twitter attack. I mainly included CBS because I can't believe they're still around. I mean, who would have thunk it? So you had a lot of the different headlines that roll out that way. Now, what is their point in all of that? They're just plugging in the words. The first part, something negative about Trump. Then he did something horrible. He slammed, he attacked, he went after, sliced and diced. And then finally, what wonderful word can we use to describe John Lewis, forgetting anything bad that he may have ever done? Civil rights icon, hero, legend, champion. So you had a bunch of people that were just tweeting that out. And then some other news outlets. And when I say news in this case, I want you to picture me making the little air quotes because I'm not really sure it's news. The LA Times had a headline about this that says Trump kicks off Martin Luther King weekend with a disparaging tweet against civil rights icon John Lewis. Oh, they amped it up there a little bit. He didn't just attack the civil rights icon, John Lewis. He kicked off Martin Luther King weekend with a disparaging tweet against that icon. The funny thing is, when they wrote a story about John Lewis, who started the little feud, they wrote, "Rep. John Lewis speaks out against Trump's divisive rhetoric during LA visit." See, he was doing something good. He was standing up to Trump. When he spoke his mind, that was a positive thing. But when Trump did, well, that's bad. The Guardian, which is out of the UK, their headline, "Donald Trump starts MLK weekend by attacking civil rights hero John Lewis." Guardian has hero, okay. But they also got an MLK weekend. They made sure to get that in. The New York Times had, "Donald Trump criticizes John Lewis, one of the original freedom riders, on the eve of Martin Luther King Jr. Day." So, they got in original freedom rider. Not enough to be a hero or a champion of civil rights. Mind you, a reminder, he was a freedom rider. And also on MLK weekend. Wasn't it just a day? When did it become a weekend? The New York Daily News has, "Donald Trump cancels Martin Luther King Day visit to National African American History Museum." Ah, he's gone above and beyond attacking John Lewis. He's actually canceling trips to black museums. See what a horrible person he is. Then you had some creativity on the parts of some of the other news outlets where they start taking it slightly different ways. For example, the Washington Post, they wrote, "Trump's feud with John Lewis echoes a long, difficult relationship with African Americans." Oh, it goes beyond the Freedom Riders and MLK weekend. This goes back forever. A long, difficult relationship. The Washington Post opinion page had a headline, "Trump's attack on Lewis is the essence of narcissism." They didn't put in Lewis being an icon or a hero or a guru or a Zen master. Nope, just Trump is the essence of narcissism. Speaking of essence, Essence magazine had a headline about this. "Civil rights icon John Lewis attacked by Donald Trump during MLK weekend." I mean, they really took it up. This icon, John Lewis, was attacked by Donald Trump during MLK weekend. I mean, I don't think our first reaction is physically attacked, violence, but the way it's written, "Civil rights icon John Lewis attacked by Donald Trump." All right, so you're probably thinking, well, yeah, Doc, these are a bunch of liberal organizations, right? A bunch of liberal, progressive outlets. They're, of course, they're going to be biased. Well, let's see what Fox News carried. At least one of their headlines, Fox News politics page online, had this: "Democrats, celebrities, and Republicans defend Democratic Rep. Lewis after Trump's tweets." That was Fox News to show you that the Democrats, the celebrities, and Republicans are all standing with John Lewis against that scumbag Donald Trump. That was Fox News. You had some other outlets out there that wanted to make sure that people knew that there are people standing with John Lewis, and some of them are even Republicans. Like The Hill had a headline, "GOP Senator Slams Trump. John Lewis's talk changed the world." He slammed Trump because John Lewis's talk changed the world. Who is that Republican senator? Ben Sasse. Now, I didn't see all of Ben Sasse's comments, but if he left it right there, then he's wrong. If that's all he said, he's wrong. If he just slammed Trump in this and only defended John Lewis, he's wrong. I know he doesn't like Donald Trump. As I told you, I didn't support Donald Trump. But John Lewis is also wrong here. Let's see, from Raw Story, whatever that is, their headline, "Ex-RNC head Michael Steele slams Trump for Lewis tweets." Quote, "Trump has never walked the walk." What? What walk are you? What do you do? Walk the Selma? What do you? What do you mean by that? The Tampa Tribune had Trump's feud with civil rights icon John Lewis could be harbinger of new hyper-partisanship. Okay. So we have not been hyper-partisan until now. This is it. All of that stuff with Obama, everybody like that nut that used to be on MSNBC. The Keith guy, Olbermann. Not him melting down every night for 8 years against George W. Bush. We weren't hyper-partisan then. We all treated each other with great respect, and we certainly were not partisan. It's just now with Donald Trump, this is the harbinger of new hyper-partisan. Let me get back with more on the Glenn Beck Program.
This is
the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn, $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.